one of the ways that I live my life is that it's not enough for only me to know that people are safe around or with me. Not enough to know in my own head that people are safe around me. And this stemmed from a driving lesson my dad taught me when I was like 16, but it's stuck and it's actually changed how I operate in my life, period. But I was driving up to a stoplight and there was a woman walking across the road, and I was driving relatively quickly up to the stoplight, kind of slammed on my brakes. I was coming in a little hot, but I knew that I was not going to hit that woman, but she looked afraid. And my dad looked at me and he was like, Devin, you're going to hit that lady. And I was like, no, I wasn't going to hit that lady. I knew I was not going to mow the lady down. You know what I mean? My dad was like, but she didn't know that. She looked afraid. He was like, it's not enough for you to know that people are safe around you when you're driving a car. You need to make other people feel safe around you when you're driving a car. And so when I was driving, you know, like I give people a lot of room if they're walking on the side of the road. I slow down way before I get to someone so that I never create that fear in someone else or even that questioning that they might be in danger in any way. And that is now actually how I feel like I try to operate my life and my relationships with people and the community around me. It's why I speak in opposition of like the Trump administration, because like it is not enough for me to know that I am against a lot of those policies and those behaviors. I have to tell people in order for them to feel safe around me. In an era of like we don't owe anyone anything, like we don't owe people shit, I do think we owe people a feeling of safety around us. If you want a community around you, like there are some things that you owe people. And I think one of those core tenets for me is a feeling of safety in and around my vicinity. Remember when my dad said that? He was like, it's just not enough for you to be the only person in your head that knows that the other people around you are safe. Like it is your job to operate in a way that everyone feels safe. Now I'm 31, so this is like 16 years later, and every single time I'm in the car, that is what I think about. I just wonder what the world would look like if we operated in a way where we made sure other people knew that they were safe around us. And I'm not perfect at it. You know, I was a shitty teenager, so this was not the best in practice when I was 16, emotionally and within my community, like on the road, yes, maybe. But I feel like now as a 31-year-old person, it is a way that I try to be and operate. And I try to be around people who feel like those lighthouses as well. And I am not saying I'm like a beacon of light and hope at all. But I do think we owe it to other people to be safe spaces when we have the capacity to be that way. Anyway, just a little thought before I get on the good old Metro North. I also love any excuse to talk about things that I feel like my dad instilled in me, because he was the best and I feel like I miss him a little today. Okay, on that note, bye.